Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Last week, the Chiefs put 45 points on the board in wiping out Washington 45-10. But now it's back to the division, on the road in the division for December division football. Oh, and it's Raiders week, as the Chiefs will try to sweep the Oakland Raiders for the first time since 2006. We'll get you ready for the trip to the Coliseum like no other show can. In our Under the Helmet segment, we'll talk with wide receiver Dwayne Bowe. He'll talk about this offense hitting its stride over the past month and what they can do to keep it going this week against the Raiders and beyond. In our Coach's Corner, we'll talk with quarterback's coach Matt Nagy. He'll talk about working with Alex Smith every day and why Alex is so important not only to the offense, but to this entire team. And we'll take a look back at last week's game against Washington. Just like the Postal Service, the Chiefs' offense, defense, and special teams were able to deliver in the snow, sleet, and the ice. It's all coming up on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
60 minutes, man. We at home, man. We got to bring it.
One play at a time, one game at a time, all day.
Come on, baby. We got to get in there.
He's the leading wide receiver statistically in Kansas City Chiefs history in terms of yards and catches. And Dwayne Bowe is finding chemistry every day with quarterback Alex Smith. Last week, they connected on a 21-yard touchdown strike where Bowe used his power and speed to find the end zone. But this offense is starting to find a rhythm and a chemistry. And in this league, it's about explosiveness on a consistent basis on the offensive end. Let's go under the helmet with wide receiver Dwayne Bowe.
They break the three-game losing streak. The Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen, have won 10 games.
By far, it was definitely a confidence booster. We've been putting in work week in and week out. You know, sometimes it takes a loss for you to know what you have to do. The three games back-to-back-to-back that we lost, we combine those points into this one game to know, you know, every time we get the ball, we need points, and it's just taking one play at a time, and that's what guys focus on mainly this game. It starts from practice. Guys have just been playing with an edge. You see it on the field, Jamal, Sean, Dexter, those guys. Every day, those guys have been going extremely hard, and that's what we've been missing. And I think those losses definitely helped us refine ourselves, and now we're playing with that edge.
Alex Smith, the throw, slant, it's caught by Bowe, breaks a tackle, into the end zone, touchdown, yards after catch, Dwayne Bowe, a 21-yard touchdown on the slant.
Third down, they normally play cover one, which is a single one safety and a man tight on me, and that's my best route I run. And the coach was extremely happy with the way I approached my slants all month. And he said, if I call your number, I need you to get in the end zone. And he called it. You know, I made a great catch, and being 215, you know, bouncing off those guys and trying to get in the end zone, man, trying to find it, and I got in there. The snow definitely gives me an advantage. After the game, I talked to some of the linebackers, and it was like nobody wants to hit or be tackled in that kind of weather. And if you're a big physical guy, they're going to take bad angles and they're going to try to hit you up high. Just having great balance, doing yoga every week, helped me get into the end zone. That's definitely my type of play. That's deboing it right there. Taking on some hits, breaking some tackles. Stuff I did early in my early career. And I'm just refining myself, just bringing it back. Especially when you play in the snow, you're going to have these kind of games. I'd rather play all of them in the snow if I can get those kind of touchdowns. But Alex put the ball where it needed to be.
They ain't say winning is easy. That's how you go out there and play as a family. That's what we is. We is the family.
Family on two. One, two. Family.
It's just like normal men go through their everyday life and how they look out for their family and would do anything for their family. So I stress that to the guys in the locker room because at the end of the day, we spend more time here than we do with our family. And if a guy approaches it that way, they'll do whatever it takes to help the man next to him. And that's what guys are doing. They're looking at each other as brothers, and it's a brotherhood, and that's what we got going. And we play tight. We got each other back, and we riding high right now.
One, two, three.
Being one of the leaders on the team and being looked upon as that guy in the locker room that keeps it going, I just feel like, you know, being here 7 years, it's time for me to step up and become more vocal and be that guy that people look up to when it's time to find that edge and You know, I got a couple of great speeches left in me, and I'm just trying to spread the word and make it contagious for guys to catch on to it, and it's been working.
Hey,
Big Red, man, he's a phenomenal coach, father figure. The way he treats the guys in the locker room, the way we handle our business on and off the field, that's the way you want, and that's who you want to be a leader for you. And he's the leader of our team, and it trickles down to us from just following his role, and I try to pass it down to my guys. And he's been that voice, he's been that ear, he's been that father figure. He has our back, and I just want that same role and try to make it contagious. Definitely, we know it's a division game, so every division game is going to be played like a playoff game. And the Oakland Raiders got a great defense. They're going to bring all kind of gadgets and blitzes. So we just got to approach it like we approached last game, and that's every play, 60 minutes, all three phases. And guys know it's going to be a lot of trash talking, and they don't like us. But at the end of the day, we got to play as a family and one play at a time and not worry about the distractions.
When you go on the field and you know, you always have points in the game where you get tired and you get winded. But to have a crowd that's behind you like Arrowhead is, it's amazing. We played a few away games and I've seen nothing close. And when I'm on the field and I can't hear myself think, I can't hear nothing, I know the offense is having a hard time. So that's just all for the best for us.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Don't go away, because when we come back, we'll have one of the bright young guys on the staff, as our Coach's Corner segment features quarterbacks coach Matt Nagy. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi will bring you the focus points for Raiders Week Part 2.
The Chiefs are enjoying their 10th victory Monday of the year, coming off a 2-14 season, one win in Oakland. And they are in.
We put ourselves in a great situation, a chance to control our destiny to get into the playoffs, and that's still a great place to be, you know, so got to take advantage of it.
After Week 14's thrilling win in the snow, it seems the Chiefs' midseason funk is officially in the rearview mirror. The Chiefs' 45 points on Sunday are their most in a single game this season, and with 6 sacks and 2 takeaways, it seems the Chiefs' D is back in their groove as well. Kansas City will look to build off this momentum in Week 15 as they head to Oakland to face the hated Raiders. Here are the 3 points to focus on for Raider Week. First, Oakland's defense. The Raiders' D started the season strong, holding teams to just under 22 points per game through 5 weeks and giving the Chiefs their lowest offensive output of the season in Week 6 at Arrowhead. In recent weeks, the Raiders have seen that defensive firepower begin to subside as opponents have adjusted schematically and injuries have mounted. With the Chiefs seemingly hitting their stride offensively in recent weeks, this will definitely be something to watch on Sunday. Second, the Raiders quarterback situation. The Chiefs sacked Raiders quarterback Terrell Pryor 9 times when the two teams met in October, and in the weeks following, it didn't get much better. The Raiders lost 2 of their next 3, and Pryor injured his knee in Week 10, sidelining him for the next several weeks. With that, the Matt McGloin era started in Oakland, and through 4 games, he's been solid as a starter, throwing 6 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions. Complicating matters for Chiefs defenders is a possibility of facing a 2-quarterback system in Week 15. Pryor came in to run 1 series in the Raiders' Week 14 game against the Jets, and did well enough that the experiment could continue on Sunday. The Chiefs' ability to prepare for not 1, but 2 quarterbacks could be a big factor in this week's game. Finally, the playoffs. After the Dolphins and Ravens managed thrilling last-minute comebacks in Week 14, the Chiefs' lead in the AFC West wildcard race remained at just 3 games, meaning their efforts to clinch a playoff spot will have to continue in Week 15. The Chiefs will be guaranteed a spot if they win, but if either the Dolphins or Ravens lose, they'll also clinch a spot, regardless of their outcome in Oakland. You can be sure the players and coaches will tune out playoff scenarios and simply focus on getting a win in Oakland. But considering the Chiefs' turnaround in 2013 and all they've overcome to get where they are, a potential Chiefs playoff berth is going to be a big story on Sunday. The Chiefs have come a long way in 2013, but as Coach Reed said earlier this week, they're still not where they need to be, and each game in practice represents a chance for the Chiefs to get better as a potential playoff bid looms. All that gets started on Sunday in Oakland.
Matt, when people think of great Delaware quarterbacks, they think of Rich Gannon or Joe Flacco. Hey, we've got Matt Nagy.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how fast it goes, but there's been a good tradition of quarterbacks there at Delaware and running that vaunted wing tee. So I wasn't too good of a wing tee runner, but I like to throw the ball, but there's some great quarterbacks that went there, which is good to be a part of.
Well, let's ask you about the quarterback that you work with every day. What about Alex Smith? What makes him tick?
You know, he's a competitor, and he takes his game very serious, and he wants to win. He puts in the time and effort to not make mistakes and to put your team, and in particular your offense, in the best position possible to win games. And, you know, everyone always talks about turnovers. He does well with limiting his turnovers. He throws touchdowns. But really the biggest thing I take away with Alex is, and I've been around a lot of different quarterbacks on different levels, is he does not make a bad play worse.
So he's able to bounce back. And I want to ask you about him because I think I underrated his toughness, his psychological approach to the game, and maybe his athleticism. I mean, with these running quarterbacks, he's in the discussion with a Cam Newton or a Kaepernick because he doesn't slide. He takes off for 25 yards.
He does. And one of the most important parts is he doesn't take that extra hit. When he's out there in the field, there's so many it's such a violent game. And when you have these linebackers and these safeties just going and they get a fresh chance to hit the quarterback, they're going to take it. And Alex does a great job of protecting himself, getting down when he has to, but also understanding the difference of, hey, it's third and eight. We need 8 yards. We need 9 yards. Getting that first down and not going feet first at 6 or 7 yards.
But I want to ask you about him psychologically as well. Not only the way he prepares and how he handles the toughness, not let one play become a second one, but how he rubs off on his teammates psychologically.
Yeah, it's contagious. I mean, all you have to do is see him away from Sundays. Monday through Saturday, you see how he approaches the game. It becomes contagious. And the guys see that. Every quarterback's a little bit different, whether they're more vocal, like a Tom Brady, or they're a little bit more reserved as an Alex. You know, Alex is going to show it with his actions. When the team needs him and he needs to be vocal, he will. But he's also going to pat guys on the back when they need it, but also keep them under control and really going in the right direction, not too high and never too low.
I want to ask you about the booth on game day. It's a question. Half the coaches are on the field. The other half are in the booth. Now, you're upstairs. What goes on up there? You got defensive coaches, you got offensive coaches, zillion lines of communication. What's going on up there?
I can tell you the first things first is that last week when it was freezing rain and snow, it's real warm, and we got some hot cocoa up there. So we stay warm for sure. That's a good thing. But no, there is, as you said, it's controlled chaos, and there's a lot of communication going on, a lot of different lines that are being talked about. You know, Coach Reed's down there and trying to get as much information from us as possible to help him make the play call along with Doug. So we just have to make sure that the communication that goes on, there's not too much of it, but there's enough. So I think the biggest thing is just being under control and never getting too high or getting too crazy on a big play or getting too down. Just keeping everything under control and letting Coach do his thing.
Stay right here, because when we return, we'll go back to a snowy Sunday in the nation's capital and give you an inside look at the Chiefs' commanding victory over the Redskins. Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. It probably was the most complete performance the Chiefs have had all season long in all three phases, starting with special teams and explosive plays and a record-setting day. But the offense and defense was great as well, as the Chiefs beat Washington 45-10. But it was dealing with the elements as Kansas City goes on the road to get its 10th win of the year. The weather's not very good, and it's getting worse. Chiefs and Redskins. It's December football, and that means days like this.
Both of these teams have not played under conditions like this year, so about anything can happen, Mitch.
Charles, first and goal at the 2. He dives the right shoulder. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs melt the snow and find the sweet nectar of the end zone.
and intercepted. It's picked off. There goes Derek Johnson in the snow, in the slush, and the other way.
Last 3 weeks, everybody's been talking about how bad of a team we are. Got to get back to what we did the first 9 weeks. So it was very important. This win was big for us.
Alex Smith, the throw, slant, it's caught by Bo. Catches the ball, breaks a tackle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
The first few drives felt like we moved the ball and we're getting points. And, you know, I think the rhythm that we were in, run and pass, felt good.
Quick pass, right to Charles. Gets a block now, two, he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
We were able to score a few points, and really in the first half, the first quarter, the first three or four possessions. And I thought that was important that we were able to kind of get things rolling.
I thought it was great. I mean, we jumped on these guys early and then just kept going. As far as our style of football, I thought we executed as a team better today, maybe than more so over the first nine games.
And he sends McCluster all the way back to about the 26-yard line. Looking for a block. Here he goes again. Cooper throws a beauty. And there he goes. McCluster by Rocca. He's chased by Paulson and into the end zone. That is a Kansas City touchdown.
In this type of condition, this type of weather, all you want to do is catch the ball. And then once I caught it and secured it, those guys did a heck of a job blocking down the field. And, you know, once I saw that white grass, you know, because of the snow, you know, I knew it was going to be a touchdown. So, it was a great feeling.
31-0 Chiefs. 9:45 to go in the first half. Robert Griffin III, play action, wants to throw. He ain't going to do it. Tom Mahaly's got the sack.
It was hard to sack the quarterback, so we knew with the footing out there. So then the mindset was just bull rush the guy and go inside. And that's all I did. And one time he held the ball, the other time he didn't see me coming.
And now he's going to be sacked again. A blitz, and it came from Eric Berry. The sacks are back to the Chiefs' kingdom.
50 and Tama, they've been working with me during practice and stuff like that. I mean, it's really been paying off, and those guys just helping me out a lot. It's been working.
This is going to be dense. What's a left return? A
full head of steam, and he's by the first wall, the second wall, and the kicker can't get him. Up the sideline, 40-yard line, 35, inside the 20. Dempsey cuts it back, 10, Sars, touchdown, Kansas City.
I don't believe this.
A 90-plus yard kickoff return, and the snowballs come on the field. The Chiefs have a punt return of 74 yards and a touchdown, and now Dempsey takes it all the way to the house.
The Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen, have won 10 games. They are 10-3 on the season. And Andy Reid has meant everything to this Chiefs franchise.
It's tough to lose three games in the National Football League, three consecutive games. For the guys to come back and rebound after that, I was proud of them and the effort.
We just got to keep taking care of business, man, and just keep building each week, keep staying together, and keep grinding it out.
This team has tremendous amount of character, and I'm proud to be a Chief.
All right, so listen, nice job. Nice job. In a couple weeks, Chris. Yeah. How about those? Hey! Right when they think they forgot about you, baby. That's what we're talking about. I know this. 10 wins, tough to do in the National Football League. We have an opportunity to keep this thing rolling.
That's how you play all three phases, 60 minutes, man. All three phases, baby. That's how you play as a family, 60 minutes. Hey, game by game, man. Yeah, man. This week in and week out, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
We on the mission. Don't forget it.
Yeah.
Hey, fam on two. One, two.
Bam!
Hey, thanks for joining us on this week's show as the Chiefs go to Oakland to try to sweep the Raiders again for the first time in 7 years. Next week, the Chiefs return home what could be a preview of the playoffs. The Indianapolis Colts come to Arrowhead Stadium for the final regular season home game of the year. And we'll get you ready right here on a holiday edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
toss power trap.